Welcome to our series, Abiding in the Lord, Following Jesus. Today we begin lesson number 5 as we continue our journey together. Turn with me to Luke chapter 8, starting at verse 40 through 53. Once again, you and I are going to discover what it means to have the Lord God abiding in your life, at the center of your life, what it means to follow after Jesus. Here we learn about miracles. And that you and I, because we abide in the Lord and follow Jesus, listen, you can expect a miracle to happen in your life. There are a number of lessons that we're going to learn together and you're going to discuss as a group, as a team. So let's take this a little bit at a time as we begin in verse 40 of Luke chapter 8. So it was that when Jesus returned, that the multitude welcomed him, for they were all waiting for him. And behold, there was a man named Jairus, which means in the Greek, he will awaken. Now hold that thought. We'll come back to there. And he was the ruler of the synagogue. He fell down at Jesus' feet and begged him to come to his house, for he had an only daughter, about 12 years old, and she was dying. What a desperate moment. A dad coming to Jesus and really realizing this may be my last hope. How many people have come to Jesus realizing this may be their last hope? Now, there's something to learn about the fact that events may come in a person's life and God can use them to bring us to Him because of the crisis. And there are times when I've heard people even suggest that that might not even be a good idea. I would disagree. That those are the times because I don't know about you, but I'm going to follow Jesus and I'm going to hope that people will follow Jesus until the last breath is brought into a human being's lungs, because there's always hope. There is always that prayer of faith that something will happen. In this case, here is a man who is desperate. He's being driven to ask for help. He's the ruler of a synagogue, so he's really humbling himself, but he's a dad coming for his daughter. A very powerful moment is about to take place. Verse 42, but as he went, the multitude thronged him. And now a woman, having a flow of blood for 12 years, who had spent her livelihood on physicians and could not be healed by any. So what happens is we read that this man goes for his daughter to Jesus. Jesus says, let's go. I'm going to go and I'm going to, we don't realize at the moment, but he's going to heal this daughter. As he's going along, someone interrupts the moment, another act of desperation. So here you have a dad who's desperate. Now you have a woman who's been struggling with an illness for over 12 years. She too heard about the possibility of this rabbi Jesus who doing miraculous things, who might possibly maybe do something for me if I could only touch him, if I could only get close to him. Once again, in this moment of anguish and hope and desperation, she reaches out. And you got to realize that this woman would have been treated horribly by the people around her. Because of what was going on, she would have been treated almost like a leper, someone totally rejected by those around her. Once again, Jesus for those who feel rejected. The Lord our God is for those who feel like no one else would be for them. I love that. I love the fact that Jesus for every single one of us. No one is excluded. I got to tell you, what I see here is faith. Unbelievable faith that releases God's healing power. And all you have to do is reach out and touch Him. Maybe for some of us, that's what we need to do. Allow that moment to rise up in us and we realize there's no place else to go except to Jesus. And all you want to do is reach out and touch them. Here's what I receive from this word. There is always hope. Never give up. Never give up. The word tells us that she came behind him and touched the border of his garment, the very edge of his robe. And look what happened. Immediately she was healed. Immediately she was healed. What a powerful moment. And then Jesus said, "Who touched me?" He knew something, and really she didn't actually touch him. She touched the edge of his robe, And Jesus knew something powerful had happened. I look at this and it encourages me. It strengthens me to know how much God loves us, that He would do an amazing work in our lives. That this woman in this moment was not rejected, but she was healed. I have to tell you something. There are people out there that you and I need to bring to Jesus. That if they would just come and could reach out and touch, I believe some pretty amazing things would happen. Now, it's interesting, while this is all going on, and he was speaking, and there was obviously conversation, people were pretty excited about what was happening. This woman, can you imagine her jumping around going, "I'm healed!" And all of a sudden, everything is stopping for her. Now, can you be dad right now for a moment? Thinking, no, don't stop. You're supposed to be on a journey with me to heal my daughter. I'm glad you did a great thing for this woman. But what about my daughter? Rabbi, let's go. I can almost see him standing off, wanting to just pull him. Let's go. While Jesus was speaking, someone came from the ruler of the synagogue's house, saying to him, "Your daughter is dead. Do not trouble the teacher." I just think at that moment, Dad's heart stopped beating. He thought, "Oh no, this can't be. My daughter is dead. You know what? It's because of this woman here. You know, if he just kept going, maybe she would have been alive." Scripture tells us that Jesus heard this and he answered him and said, "Do not be afraid, only believe. She'll be made well." Now, I'm a dad. A lot of you are parents. And you just got the news that your daughter, your son is dead. I don't think you hear anything anymore. I think all of a sudden everything just kind of freezes in time. This is a horrible moment. But they continue on. And I just see Jesus with such compassion looking to this dad and saying, "It's going to be okay. Your daughter is going to be alive." Not just saying it in the way of authority, because he did speak with authority, but also with great compassion and love and concern and a realization, here is a dad who doesn't understand what's about to happen. So they continued on. And I can see this dad wondering, "Why are we going?" Well, maybe it's because Jesus wants to pay his respects. Maybe he wants to say something nice, so I guess we'll just keep going. The word tells us that he came into the house. He permitted no one to go in except Peter, James, and John, the father and the mother of the girl. Everyone's weeping and mourning. But look what Jesus says, "Do not weep. She's not dead, but sleeping." I find it interesting, it tells us in the scripture, they ridiculed him knowing that she was dead. Everyone knew this girl was dead. Her body spoke of death. Her color spoke of death. She was not breathing. Her heart was not beating. This girl was dead. She was cold dead. And Jesus says this crazy thing. She's not dead. She's sleeping. Once again, I think mom and dad are like not listening because all they can see is their daughter. I can see Peter, James, and John going, "What's happening right now?" The word tells us that he put them all outside. He took this little girl by the hand and called her, saying, "Little girl, arise." Then her spirit returned, and she arose immediately. Notice that word, immediately. And he commanded that she be given something to eat. The parents were astonished, but he charged them to tell no one what had happened. I can imagine everyone knew what happened. Can you imagine? The very name of Jairus means to be awakened in the Greek. Something I know was awakened in that dad, because he was now understanding who that rabbi was and what it means to abide in the Lord, to follow Jesus. Even when it may seem hopeless, you and I still can expect a miracle. Abiding the Lord is living in expectation of what only God can do in a situation. There may be things in your life where you may even feel like it's dead. It's impossible. I don't know the details of what you're going through or what might be happening, but I can tell you, abiding the Lord means you still continue to expect a miracle, that you hang in there and you trust the Lord your God, Jesus. Abide in Him and follow Him and watch the dead arise in your life. Maybe a dream, maybe a situation that you've lost. Whatever that might be, trust in the Lord Jesus. Abide in Him, follow Him, and expect a miracle.